This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I hope you're having a great Wednesday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Ranger at some point for the Phils as he's getting closer. So we got, what, a Sanchez game and then a Taiwan game?
Is Taiwan.
Right? Yes.
But Sanchez today.
Sanchez tonight, yeah.
And then Taiwan tomorrow, and hopefully only one or two more Taiwans and then no more. And he's been okay this year, but, like, give me a Ranger and give me a better path forward. We'll see where it goes. By the way, there was some conflicting reports yesterday because I think, was it Rob Thompson that bungled it? Devin, what was the deal with on the Andrew Painter thing?
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, conflicting reports all from Rob Thompson on Andrew Painter yesterday. So, before the game, like, he's been giving Andrew Painter updates, I'd say, like, weekly to the media and his pregame availabilities. Painter has started, I believe it's been three games down in Clearwater. He'll only go, like, two, three innings, so he's not going deep into games. And
because this is like his spring training, basically.
Exactly.
Like, this is
he's
like his March.
Up.
He's still ramping up.
Yeah. Off injury, no less. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Rob Thompson was asked for an update, and he's like, his next start's going to be Thursday. And I think someone said, like, in Clearwater. And he's like, no, in Lehigh Valley. He'll be in Lehigh Valley, I think. And then, like, a couple questions later, because it wasn't very certain, he was asked about it again. He's like, yeah, no, he'll be with the Iron Pigs on Thursday, and he'll stay with them, you know, after that. And then all of a sudden, Matt Gelb, like, 30 minutes later, tweets out, actually, Andrew Painter's staying down in Florida. He's not going to the Lehigh Valley. Because we were all confused. The Iron Pigs are in Rochester on Thursday. So, like, why would he go up to start a game that's not even home?
So Rob Thompson got confused, basically,
I think Rob Thompson got confused. But I think that still means that that's probably the next step
where
for
he's
Andrew
headed.
Painter.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it was like, okay, it's not
Doesn't
Thursday.
Come from nowhere, right?
It's right. It's going to be in May. May starts tomorrow. So I would assume at some point in May, Andrew Painter will go up to Lehigh Valley.
It is going to be fascinating. They have a decision to make. Like, who's in the rotation and who's not in May or June? Probably June. Like, who is in the rotation?
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to go to a six-man rotation, five-man rotation? If it stays five, who's out? And who's to the bullpen? Wow. And by the way, you could also trade somebody. Like, Ranger could get traded.
And it could be this piggyback thing, you know, where it's like we expect Painter to give three or four innings and we'll get four out of Ranger or five out of Ranger, and that's the game, you know?
It's just it's an odd look. It's great to have six options, and I'm not counting Taiwan. It's great to have six options of starting pitchers. I mean, we've had years here with zero. I mean, Jeremy Hellickson started two opening days?
I was going to say, back-to-back. Yes, yeah. Jeremy Hellickson started two opening days for this team.
All right, let's go to the phone. So a lot going on. Obviously, it was fun getting Andy Reid on the program last segment to talk about BG. We know, guys, we get it. We obviously would have loved to have done a lot more with him, Super Bowl and more. Bottom line is Andy had a tight, tight window with his schedule today to come on, and he, you know, of course, wanted to honor Brandon, so we were happy to, you know, do that with him. Of course, we would have loved to have gone into all the other issues, and someday hopefully will. Look, John, I want to be the guy, you and me, that gets the Andy Reid retrospective when he hangs up the coaching whistle. Talk about the book I want written, the Andy Reid book. Oh my God, he'll never do it. At least not in a forthcoming way, the way Belichick did. At least with the I effed up line. But anyway, look, it would have been great to deep dive more with Andy. His time was limited. He wanted to honor BG, and we appreciate that. Obviously, we'll play that audio on Monday for Brandon. Brandon's going to be in studio with us. I'm not sure the exact time yet for Monday, but BG Day on Monday, and we look forward to that. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Eric in Mount Laurel. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great to have Andy Reid on, but Devin, you got to get Superman on the show. That'll take it to another level.
I'll try my best. I'll make some calls.
Is that a summer movie?
Yes. I believe it's coming out in July.
Okay.
So with this whole Trey Turner thing, I mean, I just have nightmares. If he goes to second base, does he turn into Chuck Knoblauch and we're watching overthrows at second base? And it just, The problem was
but I'll just say this. That was the yips. Trey Turner doesn't have the yips. He's just not good at it. That's a whole the yips a whole different thing. Trey just stinks defensively. He does. He actually stinks.
Yeah, and that's a problem. I mean, it was evident last year, and we didn't do anything about it.
Correct.
So we're stuck with him this year. It's not like he's going to – I mean, Howie Roseman was a wizard to get rid of Carson Wentz, but yet Dombrowski can't conjure up anything to get rid of this problem. And again, I think I said it last week, that there's no leadership. I mean, with Bryce Harper just being lifeless and just – I mean, he's not hitting well, and it's just his body language sucks. It's just – it's a problem. I don't know what they need to do to infuse this team with some form of juice, but we're going to cruise the rest of this year, and it's going to be up and down, and if we miss the playoffs, it's bad news. It's bad news for this team.
Well, you said if they make it or miss it.
I think they could miss it.
Well, yeah, that would be bad news. I thought you said if they make it, it's bad news.
No, he said if they miss it, it's bad news.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, if they miss it, it's horrendous.
If they make it, do we have a feeling of the Sixers? It's like, oh, we're not going to get out of the second round.
Well, a lot of people are feeling that way. The good news is lesser teams, and it does look like this year the Phillies are a lesser, meaning of the good teams, of the great teams. They look like a lesser good or great team. Those teams can go on deep runs and win World Series. It does happen. But
Yeah, we could catch fire. I mean, if we catch fire at the end of the year like we did last year at the beginning of
the year. I mean, Eric, let's be real for a moment about 2022 and 2023. Okay, let's just be real about it. The Atlanta Braves were a significantly better team than the Phillies both years. Fact. Not opinion. Fact. They beat the Phillies by more than 10 games both season and the regular season. The Phillies played a better week, won the series. Like, that happens. So, and obviously last year, flip side, Phillies were a better team than the Mets, and the Mets got them because they played better. By the way, Mets were hotter down the stretch. Eric, give me a big answer for a great speech in a movie.
Alec Baldwin and Glengarry.
Yeah,
been waiting all show for
could
it.
Win. That could win.
It's so good.
That's a really, really, really big answer. All right, speaking of answers, we're going to get an answer what Mike Mayock said about the Eagles' second-round pick, Makuba. I'm telling you, this Mayock interview, he had a lot of stuff that I had not previously heard. I'm guessing you haven't heard about some of the Eagles' draft picks. What he said about Makuba and how he'll be played in the Eagles' defensive backfield. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I have been a patient now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both sensational with what they do, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic, big-time transformation in a mere 1 day. If you need that transformation, get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. Very easy to get to, obviously, near the turnpike here in the area. And they can fix you, whether it's pain that's major that you have, or maybe just a self-esteem issue. The alignment causes you problems with how you feel about yourself. Either way, know that PI Dental Center can fix you up, and they can fix you up fast. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. So Mayock was on earlier this week with the Afternoon Guys, covered a lot of ground on the draft picks, one of which was on the safety Makuba, who I didn't know, John, might not be the safety Makuba. Listen to what was presented by Mike Mayock earlier this week.
He translates as a free safety and nickel. He's got experience at nickel. He even played a little corner outside stuff at Clemson. So he's a guy with a lot of versatility, finished with the ball in his hands 5 times this year, which I think is a big deal. I think when the Eagles go to camp, you know, they'll line up with Blankenship and probably Sidney Brown at strong safety. But this Makuba kid ought to push both those guys. I think he's more of a free safety. But the cool thing is, and I think what Vic will appreciate, is both Cooper DeJean and this kid have the ability to play multiple positions. Makuba can play free safety and nickel. I think Cooper DeJean could play all 5 positions back there at a fairly high level.
I mean,
you know who played multiple positions, including slot and outside cornerback as a safety at Clemson?
Brian Dawkins.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
Brian Dawkins, the reason he was incredibly versatile for Jim Johnson is because he started out as a corner. They moved him to a nickel. He kept growing. He got bigger and bigger. He's massive in the weight room. So he is now 220 pounds, like a linebacker thumping people, but he can still run like that cornerback who played nickel. And that's why he could do some of the things he could do.
No question.
Man, that would be something.
Well, I especially remember when
the parallels are similar.
Yeah, so, you know, for a good portion of Doc's career, I had season tickets to the Eagles and would go to the games. And you see, obviously, an alignment that you don't see on TV. Like, you could see when you're at the game, obviously, John, all 22 shows it also, when, you know, a safety can just be on a wide receiver. I mean, and the Eagles would do that sometimes, you know. They create versatility with Malcolm and Rodney McLeod. That was another really good safety tandem that gave, in that case, Jim Schwartz extra versatility. But Doc had it in spades times 10. I mean, Doc, look, it's why he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, Jim Johnson could put him on a wide receiver with ease, and it was like no problem. This Makuba guy, you know, I mean, look, it's just a unique situation that you got all these players that can play all these positions. I would tend to think that...
Well, is it unique or is it purposeful? You know, it might be something...
It's both.
Yep. Yeah, I think Vic Fangio wants that. Yeah.
No, I agree, but it's also unique. Most teams can't do that. Look, the Eagles 2 years ago couldn't do that. I mean, you know, Darius Slay couldn't play safety. I mean, James Bradberry, they kind of talked about moving him there, but that was a farce. That was just trying to hang on for one more year and make something of it.
Could it be that they hit, you know, with what they did with Zach Bond, you know, taking a guy who wasn't, you know, made him a little bit more versatile and turned him into a star? And they're like, hey, maybe we can do this with
Well, I think so. And look, it's not like these are the only guys in pro football. Like Tyrann Mathieu, John, you'll remember when he came to the pros like 10, 15 years ago. He was a chess piece, and so coaches
also
love guys like that
who could play in the nickel, play outside a little bit, but just the versatile all around guy. Wanted to come up and make plays and tackle people too. So that's another part of this. When you've got a safety who actually values getting people to the ground,
right?
It does make it makes the assessors drool a little bit. You know, like the scouts and the coaches. It's not every day that you've got the DBs on the second half, like willingly coming up and trying to lay some smack down.
That's right. Let's go to Rose Ellen right now at Conshohocken. Rose Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Great, Rose Ellen.
Hi. I'm going to talk about the Tush Push. I know you guys were talking about that earlier, but I just don't understand why it's an issue. Like, when it was considered the quarterback sneak, we didn't have so much controversy about it.
Well, because it's sneak with a push. I mean, it's the push is the problem, as perceived by some people nationally, including me.
Right, but if they change the name, then
It's not about the name. It's about the actual act of pushing the player. I mean, the reality is, up until 05, it was illegal, and up until 2021, no one thought to do it. Wasn't done. It was like one of those things no one did. And now, since the Eagles have used it, and I'll say exploit, it's not the right term, but let's just say leaned in it so heavily, now people are questioning whether it should be legal. Look, the bottom line is sports, there's rule changes all the time. I mean, the goaltenders in hockey, not letting them touch the puck the way they did out of the net as often as they used to, that rule wouldn't have been changed if Ron Hextall and Martin Brodeur weren't wizards with the puck 15, 20 feet from the net, but they were. And then the NHL is like, all right, we don't like the way this looks, so let's change the rule. I mean, that happens in sports quite a bit, by the way.
I think it should be like a team, you know, like their own decision if they want to use. I mean, I don't think that they should get rid of it personally.
But. Well, you're with the majority around here, because most people can't stand that it's, you know, maybe going to be on the way out. Hey, Roselle, give me a great answer for a speech in a movie.
Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
Has already been said. Give me a different one.
Oh. I don't know. I guess
that's really not a speech, though.
Oh, that's a speech.
No, in Braveheart, Mel Gibson. I do not think this is a speech.
You choose now to argue that.
Oh, that's a speech,
the
man.
When he yells freedom?
Yeah. No, not that one.
He said freedom.
Well,
he just said the freedom speech. I don't think it's a speech.
John, it's a 2 minute thing. If you someday you lie on your bed.
Yeah,
that's not what she's saying.
It's like,
right, leading up to it.
That's the end of the speech. For the love of God. All right, give me a different answer, Roselle.
The Force will be with, I don't know.
All right. Roselle, we appreciate it.
Almost went Star Wars there, I think.
We did. Let me ask this question. Let's go around the room here. Tush Push, will it be legal this upcoming season in pro football, John Ritchie, yes or no?
No.
Devin?
No, but I think the Eagles will be fine.
Okay, I think it will be legal. I don't think Goodell's going to get more votes that he needs than Lurie's going to get that he needs. James, will it be legal?
No.
Wow, 3-1. Rhea?
I don't know if he's going to get it. I mean, but he seems pretty confident.
Who's he, Goodell?
Goodell.
He's got to flip 9 owners.
He does.
That's not a small little grouping.
They're not easy to flip, some of those people. And I think it looks weak. You know, the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl, and now you got to change rules. I think, yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah, I'll be surprised. Not shocked, obviously, because it's on the table to be flipped out of there. But I'll be surprised if 9 owners change their vote. Now, what is interesting,
they tweak it.
That Goodell, well, that's the
that's
thing.
That's what I mean. Yeah, Goodell, I think they'll tweak it a little
bit. Goodell brought up the possibility in that interview with ESPN, like maybe only one person can push.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe,
that may be the compromise.
Yeah, here's another potential one, that maybe someone's not allowed to be lined up. He didn't say this. I'll say it. You're not allowed to be lined up 1 foot behind the quarterback, 1 yard behind the quarterback. Because, John, you know, running back's normally, what, 3 to 7 yards back there, depending if it's a fullback or a safety? I mean, a fullback or a tailback?
I guess it varies from, like, 3 to 5.
But that could
seven.
Affect it. Yeah, that could affect. Because, it, you know, if it takes 7, you know, if the guys, no, listen, maybe it'll still you plow through. I'm just saying they could try to change any number of things to decrease the Eagles' success rate. All right, time's yours and a whole bunch of calls up ahead next. Show to Cameron John Ritchie on WIP. All right, FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is certainly the number one sportsbook app in America and also your place to bet. The Kentucky Derby. That's right, the Derby coming up. And right now, all customers can get a no-sweat Derby bet. That means you'll get racing bonus back if your bet does not win. So many ways to obviously bet the Derby, and the app, it's super easy to use. You don't have to be a horse racing expert. It is probably one of those events that most people know very little about, but you want to have some fun with, and obviously, if you know a lot about it, try to win and win big with a big-time score with FanDuel Sportsbook and the FanDuel app, which is awesome. Easy to navigate from you know, all the different leagues and games, in this case, a horse race. All the other races, by the way, that day with the Derby as well. They're all there, America's number one sportsbook, to bet the Kentucky Derby. So find the horse that works for you and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Remember, you can get that no-sweat bet for the Derby. And also, you can apply, you know, bets to the basketball playoffs, the hockey playoffs, baseball from day by day, including another game involving the local squad tonight. It's all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
The stretch by Finnegan and the 2-0 in the dirt, and there's a stop. Here comes Stott. He'll score. The ball got away up the first baseline. Bryson Stott with a mad dash for the plate, dives head first, and the Phillies have won it on a walk-off wild pitch. 7-6, the Phillies win in the bottom of the ninth inning.
What a crazy sequence, man. The last, like, I know we don't talk in baseball terms about time until the pitch clock came in, but John, what would you say the last, like, 25 minutes of the game were crazy? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, the eighth and
right?
on. Yeah.
30 minutes?
It 30, was, 45, maybe. It just kept crazy. Stretching. Yeah. And then the improbable defensive blunders kept occurring and then stacking.
Yeah, it's stacking. You're right. It's hard for the center fielder and shortstop to both have two disastrous plays on the same night.
Right.
And a team to win.
We manage. Yeah, that's, you know, that's the most amazing part of
crazy.
All.
Crazy. Hey, let's get to not one, but two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, John, how do you think people voted on do you like Rob Thompson not having one set leadoff hitter? Matter of fact, let's go around the room. Rhea, how would you vote on that? Do you like Rob Thompson not having one set leadoff hitter?
I think I'd like to have one, but I think the leadoff is just such a weird thing with this team. I'm okay with it for now.
The way he's got it.
Yeah.
So you would vote, Elizabeth, do you like Rob Thompson not having one set? You would vote yes.
Yes.
I would also vote yes.
Yeah.
James?
No.
You hate it?
I don't hate it. Like, it's not the worst thing going on, but I would prefer they just have a set.
Stott against the lefty. Stott.
Yeah.
Okay. Devin?
Neither. Like, I don't love it, but I don't hate it. Like, I understand why it's necessary.
Well, you got to vote on, do you like
Rob Thompson?
We didn't
offer you that choice,
yes
Devin?
Or no question, Devin.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Richie, you personally.
Yeah, I think Stott should lead off.
Yeah, you're no then.
He's a no.
Yeah, you're no, because the question is sort of, we got a nod in there. Anyway, all right, how do you think people, let's put it this way, I'm going to make it easier. Do you think people like two Lionel Fitters or one? Let's put it that way.
Now that you put it that way, I'd probably be a no.
Well, that's what the question is, two leadoff hitters or one? That's what the question really is getting at.
I think 60% want one.
62% want one. That's a good job by you, John. That is a well done by you.
Wow, yeah.
You know, they won that game because Trey Turner took a pitch last night as a leadoff hitter, and it was a wild pitch, and then they won the
game. Oh,
yeah,
because no.
Of course,
yeah.
If he had swung, they would have won anyway. It would have been a strike and a win. No, I know. But he did get four hits. All right. The other poll question. Do you want Rick Tocchet as the next Flyers head coach? Sean, how do you think people voted on this one?
Oh, man. Well, I have no idea whatsoever. I'm going to say the familiarity factor is going to play in a little bit. So let's say 60% say yes
let's
on
say,
this one,
let's
too.
Say 55. Go for it. It's nice job of you, John.
Yeah.
Talkie hockey. Wasn't that the term, Devin? I mean, Rhea, talkie hockey? I remember that from the 80s. I think it was called Talkie Hockey. I think
I like
was
the sound of it.
Like 40 years ago, going around
do
the
you
Delaware
really?
Valley.
I do Talkie Hockey.
Oh, he was like a clever. Massive star here.
Oh, he was. And
the women loved
the women.
Him. Oh my God! It was
right.
Like, we were. I just remember like a friend of mine going, I saw him at a nightclub. I mean, yeah. It was like that was that level.
I know.
Rock star.
I would say this in my lifetime for women, it was number one was Dutch. I think number two was that group in the 80s with the Flyers. Like,
uh-huh.
You had Zezel, Mellenby, and Tocchet.
Yep.
And women were just
went wild for them.
They really,
it was insane.
They really did. All right, let's get to Gary calling from Vineland, New Jersey. What's happening, Gary? Gary! All right, Gary not ready to go. We go to Joe. He's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Morty T. How you doing? Joe, you know, with Ranger Suarez... high level relievers, they get paid handsomely. Anywhere.
Not like a starting pitcher, my man. Not like, I mean, let me put it this way, Joe. Ranger last year in the first half of the season before he got injured, if he, forget like maintaining that, if he just maintained anything near that, could get in the open market $140 million. 140. Then take Jeff Hoffman. No, that was an injury. Bad example. Take a great reliever. James, what's a great reliever going to get?
50.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, it's non-comparable.
$140 billion.
Huh?
How many years over that $140 billion?
Well, obviously, I mean, it depends. I mean, that could be five or six. But, I mean, the bottom line is if Ranger, someone who is a top 10 to 15 pitcher in baseball is going to get over $100 million. And last year, Ranger was pitching for 2 months like one of the 10 or 15 pitchers in baseball. And by the way, I'd say over the last couple of years has been one of the 35 best.
They're not comparable, the contracts.
They're not comparable.
Starters and relievers, yeah. It's not okay. In the same hemisphere.
I would pay him $15 billion a year for three years. But here's with Ranger, okay?
I'd rather be, if I'm Ranger, I'd rather be traded than go to the bullpen.
Well, 100% agree.
Yeah.
He's been with us 7 years.
Yep.
All right? And he said three years he had 20-plus starts. He hasn't pitched more than 155 innings.
That is a factor. Yep, that's right.
Right? Okay. And
kind of like Wheeler, actually, who had injury issues with the Mets.
And suppose you put he comes back out here. Now, his last outing was 4 2/3, gave up 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, and 1 run. Last outing. Suppose you put him out there, you start him, and he doesn't do so well. How's his market value going to be? There. And he wants to stay with the Phillies. I heard him interview through the translator. He started with this organization. He wants to be here.
Everybody says that, Joe.
Okay. In reference to Romano, you instead of bringing him in, wondering does he have it, doesn't have it, you have him for a month, which would be about 5 outings. You have him as the opener, all right, for the 5th starter. And that way, you only have to deal with 3 batters with him. If he isn't effective, then you have 8 or 9 innings to pick up there.
Don't like
whether
it.
Bringing them in,
Joe, I'm like 0 for every idea you've had on this phone call.
Yeah, not well, in on these.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all good.
If they keep them what they got, they're not even going to make the playoffs.
Well,
right?
We'll see. You might be right about that. Joe, give me an answer for a great speech in a movie.
I don't have one, Joe.
All right, my man. Joe.
I don't, like, do people realize the Phillies won last night?
I know.
Like, you would think that they hadn't won a game in weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, they're, I mean, they're two games over 500. They're the third. Yeah, I know, but their bullpen's bad, Devin. Like, the bullpen
is bad.
Like,
the bullpen is bad.
Like, I understand it's April. They can get hot at the end, but this bullpen is not good enough. Like, they can't win with this bullpen.
But here's another.
A lot of negativity after a win.
No, there is. Here's another notable thing, though. They are as bad as they've been collectively in a playoff spot right now, wild card spot right now. Now, take it for what it's worth. That might, like, almost irritate you because you think maybe they don't deserve it. But that's what baseball has lent itself to with the expansion of the playoffs. That's a fact. Let's go to Rashid in Westchester. Rashid, good morning.
Good morning to the best show in town. How are you guys?
Doing well, Rashid.
You're very kind.
Do you hear me very well?
Yeah, we got
Sound
you.
Good.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah. Huh?
Hello, Joe.
Joe, you always make it worse. We can hear you, Rashid.
I wasn't going to do it, but he asked twice, right, and I'm like, all right, if he asks twice, I'm going to be, I'll be that horse's ass.
All right, okay. How you doing?
Hello.
Okay. You beat the team with the wild pitch, the team that lost 19-5 at home against the Mets. That's ridiculous. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
There's a lot of similarities to last year. If you're referencing the playoffs last year, there are a lot of similarities. That is true.
Hey, Rhea, do you know who doesn't like this interview with Andy Reid this morning? Who's not happy? You know, Rhea, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. I'll be talking to him later today. I'm sure I'll hear about it.
The big guy.
Why did you bring this guy? Why did you bring this guy home to the WIP? No. Anyway. Hey Joe,
I thought of that also. It's funny.
Yeah. I want to thank ESP. I was wrong about ESP till I met him, you know. So I met him 2 weeks ago at the link, you know, when the FIFA was here. I was driving the FIFA president. So I met him outside the link, in the link. And the guy was very nice.
Elliot's a good man. He is.
Oh my God.
Elliot's the best.
Great guy.
Well, awesome. Hold on. Let's settle down on the best, because after all, there is.
No.
He's a good man.
Hey, Joe. What? He we took a picture. He showed me a video from his phone, you know, about AJ Brown, you know, taking the picture with the trophy, you know, for the FIFA.
Yep.
He was a gentleman, anyway. So, he's a gentleman, you know.
He's a good. He really is good, dude. All right, Rashid, give me an answer. A great speech in a movie.
Okay. I think Coach Herman Boone in Gettysburg. You know,
oh, yeah. That's another.
That's a winner.
Wow. Yeah, the gravesite at Gettysburg. Holy mackerel. All right. I don't love the movie, but I do love the moment.
As someone who, again, just watched it, how do you not love the movie? Like, remember the
understand.
Titans is freaking awesome.
No,
it's not as formulaic as you think. Like, it is, like, that movie rocks, dude.
Nope.
You are crazy. It's such a bad opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
Really the vast
everyone's.
Majority of
Most
people's.
People.
You're in the
For
minority
sure,
here, yeah.
For sure. By the way, I got to give a little correction to something that Seltzer said 2 minutes ago when he said that Philly's currently in a playoff spot.
Tied with the Reds for the third playoff spot.
Technically on the outside looking in. So here's the deal.
Do they lose a tiebreaker?
Yeah, Phillies are tied, but looking at the ESPN standings, they're tied for the third wild card spot, but right now ESPN's got Cincy listed above the Phillies, which normally means Cincy's above the Phillies.
Didn't you say they were tied for a playoff spot, too? Yeah, you just
no.
said that. You're like, with all that's going
said.
Bad, they're still in a playoff spot. That's what baseball's done.
That was the joke.
Oh, yeah.
When I said Seltzer said it, I thought because it was 2 minutes ago.
Well, I said it, too. So.
Oh, okay. I'm
I said
sorry.
It earlier. No, I thought you were right.
I was
correct.
Just ripping myself. But they are tied right now. Look, they're going to have to scrap, guys. It's going to be a tight battle.
We got them right where we want
And again,
guys.
The Braves thing. The Braves are right back in it. They're two games behind the Phillies. Like, we haven't even, like, they're not part of this playoff thing yet, but they will be.
All right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Wow. Time's yours. Got a big answer and a speech. A friend texted me about Terrence Mann. Baseball, Ray. Baseball.
We had a caller who had that.
Ooh. That's a big.
I feel very bad. I think it was Cody. I'm sorry, Cody.
That's a big answer. All right, time's yours is brought to, so the person's still on hold, James?
Yeah, Cody, on hold right there is the one. I'm almost positive it's Cody. I could be wrong, but I think it was Cody.
Cody, you better change your answer quick. All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's
Richie
yours.
Rich. Hello, Joe. Hey there, Johnny. It is widely known that Trey Turner is the worst shortstop in Major League Baseball. Time's yours.
So true, man. Well,
great impression four of the four. Open.
Yeah. He might not be the worst, but he's certainly bottom five or seven.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show today, John said that Rojas was supposed to be a Hoover vacuum in the outfield. Yeah, he was. He sucked. I'm sure.
Oh, man.
He did last night.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, don't really care that he was 4-for-4 tonight. Trey needs another standing. He needs the fans to stand up and boo his ass out of here. I didn't want him on the infield. He is horrendous at shortstop. He should have spent the entire offseason working on outfield. I don't want to see him at shortstop ever again. He's pathetic.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, a couple more calls. Cody, I'm coming to you. You better change your answer quick. Let's get to Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, pal.
Doing well, Steve.
So anyway, I called you yesterday, and now I'm just furious. I forgot to mention Belichick. Did that president know he was dating a girl 40-some years younger? He's like a pervert.
Well, hold on a second. It is legal, so let's remember that. I mean, she's over 18. It's her choice to date him. I mean, you know. I mean, come on.
Well, I got four daughters. I would kill that dude.
All right, but let me ask you a question, Steve. What if you were a 70-year-old man, single, and a hot 24-year-old wanted to be with you? What would you do?
I think what he's saying is he's mortified.
No, hold on. I wanted to hear his answer. Steve, you're 70-something. There's a hot. You're single, and there's a hot 24-year-old that wants to date you. What are you doing?
Nah, maybe one date. Nah, I'm only kidding.
You're a pervert too, Steve. You're just not willing to admit it. Nah, pervs everywhere.
All right. I think it's pathetic. So anyway, Turner is Turner. He's a great hitter, but he's just not that guy. If I was him, I would want to play the outfield. He's just a nervous Nelly or something.
Something ain't right, man. It's not good. All right, Steve, we got to turn too quickly, my man. Give me a great answer. You can win the Elvis Costello tickets. The best speech ever in a movie is which one?
My favorite was Rudy.
Okay, now hold on. Let me get, which speech are we talking about? The janitor talking to him? He disappeared. I need more specifics. You got to give me something. Because I think it might be the janitor talking to him. When who was it? Rock. When Rock's giving him the speech up in the stands about not quitting. All right.
Janitor's name is?
Well, the TV show Rock. The actor that played Rock is the
Charles
janitor.
Charles Dutton is the guy who played
Rock.
Yeah,
it's the janitor that gives him the speech to Rudy.
I can picture him right now. Yeah, you're right.
All right, we're moving fast. Cody, you got a different answer, Cody?
Yeah, you suck. That's the answer.
I knew it was you, Cody. I thought so.
Come on, Cody. You can still win.
That was so rude.
You can still win.
Here you go. It's not going to hear. Whatever. Jesus Christ, Sermon on the Mountain. There you go.
All right. Well, I guess that was in Jesus of Nazareth. I suppose that was in there. How do I say this name? Morales. Morales, give me a speech.
Hi, good morning. Just really quick. It's really a pleasure to listen to everybody on the show. I'm not the most knowledgeable on sports, but it's definitely entertaining.
Well, thank you.
Good.
I learned a few things here and there so I can pick conversations I can relate to.
That's awesome, Morales.
I appreciate it. All right, give us an answer. We've got to move very fast. What's the speech?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot with Thomas Shelby. I know it's not a movie, but it's his wedding speech, pre-wedding speech.
All right, you got it. Not a movie, ain't going to work, but fair enough. We appreciate the compliment. All right, a lot of answers here.
Yeah, I have a vote.
Al Pacino, Son of a Woman. Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday.
So many Al Pacino answers.
Animal House, Blutarski. Michael Douglas, American President.
I think it's Alec Baldwin for me. I'm voting Alec Baldwin.
That's a big one, too. Alec Baldwin's really big in, what's that, Glenn Ross?
Yeah.
We got the Remember the
like
Titans.
7 minutes.
Remember the Titans, Gettysburg thing. That's amazing.
I like the Remember the Titans, Gettysburg thing.
Gettysburg, I know.
I do. I really do think that's an incredible speech, and I like that you said it, Ron.
I know.
And I can now say Gettysburg.
I might vote for it. Rhea, what would you vote for?
Alec Baldwin, Glengarry, Glenn Ross.
That's close.
Right. So, James, that's two votes for that. Devin, what do you vote for?
The Gettysburg.
Gettysburg.
All right. Okay, so it's between those two. Man, is that a tough call. Alec Baldwin versus...
Well, you
Denzel.
Do the right thing and
it's
even out the karma.
Alec Baldwin. The right thing is Alec Baldwin.
I am going to go... God, this is close. I'm going to go with Denzel's speech and remember the Titans.
Yes! The wrong choice.
Gettysburg.
Bad choice.
Rasheed, good, you have won the tickets, buddy. They're all great answers. Hey, Joe and Hugh are up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.